back to the bar.
Continue. The Baltimore Bridge, baby. It's a goddamn travesty.
It is. How many people died?
What was it, like 11, I think. Yeah, can you believe that?
I don't know why, but I had my main focus on that last truck. You know what I'm saying? That last motherfucker, like, because he had no idea that this bitch was about to get crashed into, right. And you just fucking made it. And as soon as you went over, I'm talking about that bitch came tumbling.
Oh, he made it over.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you had no idea. You had to look behind you like, what the fuck?
When did he look behind him, too?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
oh, wow.
Even the motherfuckers crazy. In the ship was probably like, bro. Oh, shit. Like, that shit was probably fucking insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit shut down, like, half the economy, man.
Right.
Like, that shit fucked up a lot of shit. And they said, we ain't going to get back until they rebuild that motherfucker because a lot of
they
shit.
They was talking about that shit at our job because of them containers we be unloading.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. That shit did something with the crossway. Now they got to send something somewhere else for this shit to come back around the world to get to us now, type shit.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, bro, that's crazy. How much money did that cost a motherfucker?
That little shitty bridge in Baltimore. And it was only, but it was built in like the fucking
barge, though. It was the barge's size, wasn't it? More than anything? I mean, a combination. It wasn't a bad bridge, was it?
It was old as fuck. Yeah. It was like built in like
monumental type shit.
But
needed, 1920 or some shit.
Was it
shit.
Ever updated or like?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's why that motherfucker just crumbled like that. I mean, it got hit by the shit, but like, that shit
crumbled.
Then, okay. Shit, like, so it was more than that. Okay.
Yeah, that shit fucked up.
I mean, that shit like looked Jenga. Like they blew dynamite on both ends.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like some setup shit or something.
Oh my God, damn.
Didn't I hear that there was like another barge ran into another bridge somewhere else in the country, like within like the month?
Oh,
damn,
shit.
For real? Like right after that?
Yeah.
No, you remember? Oh, I swear they used that bridge in the first episode, the first season of The Wire.
Yeah, they did.
It was fucking around down there by the docks and mm-hmm. shit.
Shit, I remember, you remember that big story in Chicago, here in Chicago, where, Dave Matthews' tour bus was going over the bridge and shitted all over the boat.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
and they dropped all that shit.
I do remember that.
That was a travesty. That was a disaster. Them motherfuckers got paid.
That's what I'm saying. So who?
They emptied out the whole goddamn.
So some cars did fall. When that shit crumbled, right?
Well, in the Baltimore shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Man.
I know that, man, it's crazy, man. I always trip off that truck. I fucking rewind that shit every time. Because that motherfucker literally was like, whoop. And as soon as he made it across, that bitch crumbled. Yeah. And I'm like, boy, God was looking out for you, gang. Because that was it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to think of like who gets paid though.
That's a good question.
Like, is you motherfuckers on this ship in trouble? Even though that shit like lost power? Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if that's just accidental insurance. Anyone's fault.
Yeah, that shit could be covered under that type of shit.
Yeah.
Could have been the Chinese. You know what I mean? Shut that shit down. Like, hey, you know what's gonna happen if this little shitty bread? Shut that shit down.
Damn.
Off of TikTok, god damn it. They probably just hacked somebody's phone who's on TikTok and that shit and just shut that motherfucker down.
Okay, I must be mistaken about having another story. Sorry.
It's all good.
Just conspiracy theories, I think, is what I was hearing.
Yeah.
About the ship?
Yeah. I
like that was a setup?
Yeah. Just like
damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't look into them, so I couldn't even tell you.
But like, what if though? What if somebody needed that bridge fucked up? You know what I'm saying?
That's why you're ordering all your shit from Chinese now. Because you can't get your shit in 2 days from Amazon.
So it's helping the Chinese by doing it this way.
Yeah.
That is crazy as fuck.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Allegedly.
You better listen to your boy. I know what I'm talking about. Shit. I knew Caitlin Clark ass wasn't going to win that goddamn championship.
Did you really?
I knew it. Man, she's been killing.
What made you think? She choked, didn't she?
UConn, yeah, she choked. But she came, she killed the game before. Mm-hmm. But UConn, man, they crazy. Caitlin Clark, though, she got offered, what was it, $5 million
to play
by Ice Cube, mm-hmm. to play in the Big Three.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
Did
is.
Did she do it?
That's his.
She doing it?
I don't know yet. I don't think she's going to do it.
She hasn't decided.
Man,
hasn't decided.
Did you just jag the championship?
No. Yeah.
She did.
What'd you say?
What?
What'd you ask?
What? You said you knew she wasn't going to win the championship.
Oh. Yeah.
So she didn't. No.
She did not win, but she's the best player in the fucking.
Oh, bitch, you might as well play for Cube now. Yeah, shit.
$5 million. They said if she goes to the WNBA, which she's going to do, she only get like $300,000 a year.
So she's not even in the WNBA yet.
No. She's in college.
Damn. Okay. She hitting it like that, though.
Yeah.
Damn.
Speaking of hit, would you hit it? You see the picture?
I mean, what she look like?
Show him the picture of this
girl.
Nice lady.
I mean, that's
how. I mean, like,
does height matter to you?
No, I'll definitely ride some legs. But what I'm saying is, like, they ain't got no pictures of her, like, off the court, dressed up type.
Yeah,
shit.
I'd like to see her gussied up. She probably looks a little cute.
Here's one with her hair, like her. That's not a bad picture of her.
It's not a bad picture.
She definitely looks different than when she's on the court.
Can we get a picture of her coming out the club or something?
You know what I'm saying?
No, she's
too disciplined. That's good. That's good. We need more discipline.
I'd be like, fuck it.
That's why she's as good as she was.
Fuck it. Throw your shit in the ponytail and let's roll.
You said if she take $5 million from Ice Cube.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can I roll? I want to watch you play, babe.
She went up against Steph Curry in a 3-point challenge at the All Star game.
Yeah,
she lost by three.
Yeah, she lost by like.
Damn, so she was right there with his ass.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know, man. She might. That shit might turn a nigga on.
That shit, see, it impresses chicks. Why can't it go the other way? You'd be like this ugly ass. What's his name? Louis Guzman.
Wait, you ain't talking about dude? They'd be like Carlito. Come on.
Basketball,
Louis
you go
Guzman.
Louis Guzman.
God damn. That nigga be getting all types of pussy, Joe.
Hey, I swear to God, though, his ass funny as fuck.
That ugly ass, Rob Lava face ass nigga, boy.
Yeah, for sure.
What? He be getting bitches.
That's what we
should
name the dog. Louis.
Louis Guzman.
Damn.
That motherfucker be getting bitches. Damn. So, Caitlin Clark better be getting hella dick. Shit, that fucked up. I don't know.
Nah, I mean, I don't know either. I don't really know. We gotta see her done up, man. Get your little makeup shit together, 22. Man.
You just think in your head, well, she ain't no Louis Guzman.
Caitlin, come on!
She got $5 million?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bogus as shit.
I don't know. She probably got a decent personality or something. Just let me roll.
You better be funny, man.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because, fuck.
Damn. She's 6 feet tall and weighs 154 pounds. Wow, she's skinny. Mm.
See, I need to see. She need to be on that show y'all be watching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We could see her whole demonstration on how she look.
That is skinny.
6 feet.
And she doesn't look like she has much shape.
Like, that's for real. That's what I'm saying. I seen her in a little golf fit. It wasn't bussing. That golf fit wasn't bussing. I'm like, damn, shorty.
Nipples bigger than the titties.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. Speaking of big, Lizzo says she quit. She quitting the game. She quitting music, man. That's crazy.
For what?
She said she's just done. She's sitting on like a tweet, like, I'm done with all this shit.
Because I just feel like you worked so hard to get here, and you were so geeked on all them little awards you was getting. You was crying. You was so emotional. What happened?
Reading all them comments. That's what got to her, because she was like, you know, all this shit like really got to me, hurt my feelings and all.
Oh, like the disses and shit?
Yeah, just motherfucking.
Man, I mean, fuck them.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't one of them hoes that can. Hoes.
Is that true though? Is that why?
Yeah. She put it out there. I mean, this ain't allegedly.
That she one said stupid it. Ass shit. Where the fuck was she at?
Lizzo clarified that she was not quitting music after writing on Instagram last week that she was starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it.
Well, I wasn't lying. What was that, just 2 minutes ago?
Where was whatever, she at? Whatever. What was she at? A basketball game?
Yeah.
Where her whole ass was out?
Yeah, you
like,
put
come
it
on,
out there.
Babe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't have to go that hard.
She
you
was
know?
Posting herself in a bathtub full of Skittles and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn.
Like,
you doing it?
Yeah. Right, motherfuckers right. will roast the fuck out of that shit. Right. Like, yeah.
Right.
You got some fans, though. You got people who love you, right?
Yeah, right.
I think.
Damn, bitch, you better keep getting this motherfucking money. What the fuck?
Man,
some big
sometimes
ass out there.
Money.
You better get a, what Craig tell Smoke? You better get your ass off your ass and make this money.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Me
you made it.
I mean,
you made it,
That's like social media just starting shit, though, too.
I'm trolls, mean, man.
Yeah.
Man, you ain't no.
Shit.
That shit, that's come with the territory.
Yeah, you would. That's what I'm saying. But who's to say that that's how really how she feels, that she was quitting? You know,
right.
People.
Everybody I mean, got to be.
People are misconstruing.
They're going to have the facts.
Yeah.
I've been what waiting for said. Trolls to come for me. I ain't big enough.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought.
I want the beef. Come on with it.
You know what I'm saying? I thought we was going to have some haters on the show and shit. Like.
In our level, they just unsubscribe. And they're like, peace out.
Damn.
True that. I was ready to give them like 50
fuck
cents.
That. Let a motherfucker talk some shit.
She was losing weight too, though, wasn't she? I thought
nah,
I heard.
Nah, you talking about.
what?
You talking about the other one. The other big girl.
Tara.
Come on, bring him out.
Shit.
Oprah?
No, shit, Oprah, boy. Oprah got it right now,
Oprah
boy. Oprah got it right
Oprah,
now. Motherfucker get right with Oprah.
That's a thin picture of her. I don't have
who's
a date
that?
On it. That's Lizzo.
What?
Man, that was 2009.
You know what? Look at.
I ain't never seen her that small.
Wait.
That was 2009.
You look at it. It's deceiving. Look at that's all black. That's like her behind her. Isn't that big? She just as big? It's just the dresses this evening?
No, I thought
you know?
She was way. Because she was bogus. She was bogus at that basketball game.
Yeah.
She was bogus.
She almost had on a little white boy head.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo fucking shit was looking like a big ass 22-inch monoblock back there.
Oh, man. That's
like, damn.
That's sad, though. That's sad. Come on, back.
No, but like, I like them big girls who know how to, goddamn it. Who could wet ass shit?
Suck a dick. That's inevitable right there.
No, like, hold on.
That's
quick.
Inevitable.
I mean, here's like a before and after, but I don't know when that was. And granted, look at the two
it's
pitches.
The same thing. She just facing a different way. She's facing east and west, north and south.
Right.
Like this bitch right here, I feel like this fat ass bitch is raw.
she got,
you know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Like she wearing that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When they can do it like that, like, motherfucker,
oh,
you know?
Man,
what's
and
happening?
Like Lizzo has that confidence.
No, obviously not. If you finna quit because motherfucker's talking shit.
Send her that picture so she can put it
that's
on.
That's why I'm like, bitch, you gotta wear that shit, man. Like, You'll get your flowers from
that's,
wearing that shit.
That's two Lizzos right there. Them motherfucking knees, bro.
I seen it. But it wasn't about that.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't about that. You know what I'm saying?
It was an ass for knees. Her knees was another
yeah,
ass in the front.
I seen it, but it wasn't it wasn't about that for me.
I'd be like, baby. Man, we gotta get right.
I mean, it's not much
okay,
of a difference, but it is a weight loss.
I love Lizzo. Don't get it twisted.
Oh,
I love.
No, I'm if that's what she's doing. I just want weight loss because of healthiness, not because you have to be on a diet. right. and you have to be a certain weight or anything. You just kind of naturally lose weight if you're just healthy.
Right.
You know, that's all.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's struggle.
Come on back, Lizzo. She says she ain't quitting, but.
Yeah, man, she need to rethink that shit. Don't let them motherfuckers fuck your game up like that.
They said, I was reading something that said that it's not, you know how dudes be like, oh my God, some big ass feet. I got some big ass feet. And it said now, like a study shows that it's not your foot size or your hand size. That's the size of your motherfucking joint, your dick.
Yeah, yeah.
They said it's your motherfucking nose.
What?
Yeah. It says the fucking bridge of your nose from your eyes to the tip. Shit. I said, fuck it. I'm still the right.
The longer the nose, the longer the penis.
Are you serious?
So it's like from here to here.
Right.
All right. That's what it says.
Right. I don't lie to my fans.
Nose size predicts adult erectile penile length.
Man,
damn, motherfucking, I ain't never know that shit.
The acidic Jews is out here killing hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Them old Mr. Burns looking motherfuckers, boy. That shit.
Oh, my
God. There's 111 measured and analyzed 126 male corpses aged 30 to 50 years old and found that the nose size was positively correlated with the stretched penile length. That is, the larger the nose, the larger the penis.
Thank you.
Which could also mean the larger the nose, the larger your feet.
Hey.
So you've been G'd up our whole life, huh? Man,
killing these motherfuckers. And still killing them all. Bitches. But, yeah. Adrian Brody's out here slanging pipe.
Yes. So like, damn. See, that shit got me wanting to ask some questions.
And this was a Japanese study.
Oh, it's back to the Japanese again, huh?
That don't count.
Why is it not so good? What did you say?
These motherfuckers got little hands, feet, and noses.
Shit be close as hell right. together. They be already saying they ain't slinging shit.
Damn. Well. Back to the feet.
Good to know. Stop looking at the hands, ladies. Look straight in their face.
Yeah.
Damn.
The nose. Damn. If it matters. Not that it matters.
Yeah. That's for the size queens. Like.
And then that pops this up hole. On my
damn.
And
that
pops up on
yeah. Pinocchio was killing that whale from the inside. He was like, I'm fucking my way out of here. Fucking up Pinocchio. You know who the fuck I am?
A tunics. Lying like a mom.
Well, listen to what it says. Scientists believe this phenomenon is due to exposure to high levels of testosterone, which plays a part in the formation of both the nose and the genitals of baby boys in the womb. Fun fact.
Snapple top?
That's the one thing we've learned today.
Can you read that again for me? I just missed all.
Just hit rewind.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Good to know.
That's pretty crazy, though.
Man, I was. We were talking about this the other day. Our swim class.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I think.
Man, that was just like
in high school.
In high school, because what was this? It's like 99. You had to take swim class freshman year. 99, 98, and had to wear these little tight ass speedos.
Fuck yeah,
tight ass speedos. Whoa! I was like, man, you try to get to class early so you hurry up throwing them tight ass speedos and jump in the water.
Jump in the water on everything, boy.
Motherfuckers be sitting on the edge just waiting for everyone else, just laughing like
what were you laughing at?
Motherfuckers, man.
Nah, them bitches were skin tight.
Yo,
like,
I'm talking the chicks.
You couldn't hide it. You girth. Was either packing or you what?
Man, packing or not. And
you
then
know what I'm
the chicks, they shit was all fucked up because they had the tight ass one piece.
Hell yeah.
Those shits
the fake Baywatch joints.
I don't remember remember that.
Titties flopping out the side. Remember?
Oh, them sad titty. That sad titty used to be crazy. Like,
we used to play like water polo.
Marco.
Bitch would go up. Like.
That's crazy because we didn't have co-ed swim.
That's wild. What?
I mean, we also had a very small pool at my school. It was
all. So it was all girls?
But it was all girls gym class.
Damn.
And then I don't remember.
Was a teacher a man?
No, it didn't matter. The teacher was not a man.
You're like, yeah. Man, who was that chick?
I don't remember.
See, you got me thinking back now.
If any, I remember I didn't have to wear one of those suits.
Cause I remember the chick and Fat Boy. When I was, because remember we had that bridge that went across.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had this little thing, like, you know what I'm saying? You can impress the chicks if you could yeah. if you could swim under the bridge, turn around, flip back, and swim back.
Right.
And I swam under the bridge and shit. And when I did my little flip to swim back, it's like the floor goes
deep
down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just sloped down. I can't swim for real. I can't swim at all, for real.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? You'll so, yeah.
Stereotype is true.
Yeah, I was out there capping. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of sad titties showing on. Watch this. I jumped in that motherfucker, man, and got sucked into the current.
Really?
Yeah, this bitch-ass nigga, I don't even want to give him no credibility, so I ain't going to put his name out there, but he definitely dove in, though. Him and this chick, she had to be like a senior. You know what I'm saying?
Really? They saw lifeguard. They saw you not coming back, or were you struggling?
Yeah, I was struggling. Wow. I was struggling like a motherfucker. Scary. Like,
I can't picture
all that weed you were smoking.
His fat like, ass came in that bitch like a fucking beluga whale. I'm like, bitch ass nigga, you can swim. That nigga cuff me under his wing. Like, wow. You stupid as hell. I told you not to.
Really?
Told your stupid ass not to go up under that bridge. Damn, man. Yeah, I was tweaking.
Well, did the ladies like that?
Oh, yeah, everybody's laughing like a motherfucker. Damn, I was blue,
like,
salty as hell.
I meant to do
but
that.
I did have a certain somebody like rubbing my back. Is you all right? I think I still got water in my lungs. You know what I'm saying? Side titty was like right here. Oh, damn.
Did she have big feet?
Nah. I don't want to put her name out here either, but I ain't forgot about you, baby. Oh, yeah, dang. But yeah, that was some wild times back in high school.
But I told you, when my dad was in high school, they had to swim naked.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
What?
That's
and it was co-ed? 60s?
No, it was not co-ed.
Damn, so no, we all just out here swinging Johnson and shit? Oh, man, I'd have been ditching.
And it was, like, normal. Back in the late 50s, 60s.
Like, nude was cool and
that
shit,
just,
right?
That was no big deal. I mean, I guess you didn't have a choice, to be honest with you.
In school?
Yeah, high school.
What the fuck?
Back then, the women didn't have a choice either. No voting.
You
used to be like, come here, dame.
Ago.
Give me some of that pussy.
I don't need a thing, though.
Come here. I'll show you something.
Shit.
Come here. See?
Take your piece of this cock. Hell no.
You're my girl now, you see? Damn.
Fuck you real good. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to meet your parents tomorrow. Okay. I'm 34. You're 17. So what?
Damn. It doesn't matter.
No. My name's Frank Sinatra. What?
And we're doing this my way. Hell no.
Wow.
Oh, the ball. Ah, shit. Let's keep going back. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. OJ don't pass away. Damn, man.
You think he really passed away?
You think he out there?
Nah, man. I think they was like, yeah, bitch ass nigga, we was just letting this shit die down.
Think they gave him that easy shot?
What?
That easy E fucking Suge Knight shot.
This one's for Nicole, you motherfucker. Gave it to his ass, boy.
Johnny
OJ was just
this
cool,
far
man.
Down the road?
He was just, yeah, motherfuckers be letting shit die down and they'll bop up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
pop
some real
up.
Gangster shit,
yeah,
right there.
You thought it was over with. You thought it was done.
Because really, he died quick, man. Well, like, it was like he was out there golfing.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. OJ was just cool.
And then all of a sudden, I seen a video. It was like the last video of him. That motherfucker was
cancer
like.
Cancer would do that to people.
But he had some money, though.
Man,
a little bit of money.
He has some dough. Doesn't matter. You know what's? I don't know if they mentioned the type of cancer, but
it was prostate cancer.
Oh, that's one. That's a horrible one. Pancreatic
cancer. That's one that'll bang you real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it sure can.
Yep.
Especially if you don't get it checked on right away.
Time for your colonoscopy, my brother.
That's not a prostate.
No, I thought you said I had to wait till 50.
Prostate check. Wait.
Well,
colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm just saying, yes, you should get a colonoscopy.
I thought I had. I was good till 50.
40. You probably are. It depends on
if you gotta get one at 40.
That's the thumb in your ass, right?
No, that's the tube up your intestine
in your camera
to make sure you don't have anything in there that shouldn't be in there, like polyps or growths.
Does it hurt?
You're out.
You're like sedated.
So if you do a lot of drugs, right? I heard if you do a lot of drugs, not me, I just asked just for a friend.
Of course.
But I heard that if you do a lot of drugs and then like it's kind of dangerous to get sedated. Is that true?
No, I mean.
It's like hard to bring your ass back.
Nah.
I don't think so. You're not getting sedated. You're not doing those drugs the same day you're being sedated.
Right.
You know, so I would think that you would know in advance that. You're having this
at least a week ahead of time. Yeah. You should probably not do no drugs.
That
right?
would be a good idea. I would assume. Plus, the sedation that they use is not like a general knock you out sleep. It's just the sedation that kind of relaxes you.
Right.
Oh, the acid trip forever.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you get up and you just on that trip. What the fuck? That's damn, bro. You done went dot.
Yeah, unlock some shit.
That's a good question, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Colon cancer is not a good one either, but it's treatable. I mean, yeah. It's like you can remove things fast.
I don't know. I'm conflicted about this OJ because it's like OJ was a goat, like
mm-hmm. Yeah,
athletically.
You know? Athletically, yeah, not a murderous goat.
Yeah.
Like, or
you know how to kill some white folks and get away with it.
Man, I did used to always say, like, one day I'm going to run from the police like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to take their ass man. On a motherfucking journey, just like
jumping
OJ.
Jumping over fucking
you
suitcases.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. That shit was dope as hell. Legendary.
Oh, man.
Shout out to OJ, man. Damn.
Shout out to old Jizzle. But. He still killed them niggas, but man.
That's so crazy, that whole thing.
But the thing is, like, he got away with it. That's why motherfuckers, like, kind of cherish him in a way.
Yeah, boy,
he got away with it.
You know the credibility you catch in the streets when you catch a body and beat that shit?
A black nigga? What?
What? Oh,
see white people do that all the time and, you know, lynching motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah.
And they get rewarded for the shit back in the day. OJ got away with it. So, I mean, no, shout out, you know, condolences to the family of Ronald Goldman, Nicole Brown.
No disrespect.
No disrespect at all, but, you know, we trying to make jokes and shit. Dark shit.
Darkness.
Darkness. But, I remember one time, true story. This was, what was it? It was seventh grade. So this is like, what, 96? OJ murdered the motherfuckers in 94. So the trial was going on. I think we were watching that shit, you know? I had the jersey. My brother had an authentic OJ Simpson jersey. Remember that
shit?
I was rocking that shit. And all the teachers just looking at me like, motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
Couldn't
like,
do shit
OJ,
about that
baby,
shit on
you know,
the thing.
Let's go, OJ, come on. And I remember, you know, we wheeled the TV in the classroom and watched that motherfucking verdict, bro. And you just see half the class like, oh, and all the little niggas was like, yay! OJ!
On the thing, high five and shit. OJ. Like, I told you, nigga, I told you.
Man. Goddamn jersey's worth like $500 million right
Where's
now.
Where's that glove? That's what I want to know.
The theory that maybe his son did it. Wasn't that like a theory that kind of
Whose crib did he break into OJ? To fucking steal some shit back that belonged to him?
Oh, no, that was a Vegas.
That was a
Yeah. And they taxed his ass on that. Yeah.
For real?
How long was he in jail for that?
Shit.
I think it was like a minimum of several years.
Like 12 years.
It was his shit, though?
Yeah, he was trying to get his shit
back. But he was
back.
Taking other shit, too, I think, but from what I heard.
Nah, fuck that. He was like, this is my shit. Give me my shit back. But dude had, like, bought it on, like, an auction shit.
So it's technically dude's like, shit.
Yeah, but I think he was trying to give dude money, but dude just wasn't trying to even give it up. It's a whole, I think it's like.
Fuck you, nigga. You killed Nicole, and I fucking know it. I'm not giving you shit.
I just said, what? Right, he lucky he gets stabbed. You're right,
speared to death,
decapitated, motherfucker. You fucking with the juice, man. OJ,
9 years.
9 years.
Yeah,
he did an ass stretch
of a 33-year sentence.
Ain't that a bitch?
Kidnapping and armed robbery.
Damn, OJ, man, he was a G. Mm-hmm. OJ was a G. He was with that shit. Don't piss him off.
There are actually memes going around now too that he told. Somebody that texted someone said that he did it.
Did you see the Bronco Hirsch? They got a fucking a Hirsch. Saw that shit yesterday. Oh, it was long as fuck, but it was the Bronco. I was like, damn, that boy.
That's fucked up. Just rolling down that same street with the cops behind.
What's up?
AC driving that motherfucker like, hey,
shit.
Hey, Jews, where you want to go? Oh, shit. That's fucking crazy. Oh, man. Condolences to the family. He did have kids, you know what I'm saying? So they lost their father. Rest in peace, OJ. Yeah, rest in peace, Ron Goldman and Nicole.
For sure.
She was a piece, bro. Damn.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
You got a picture of the hot Nicole?
Woo, do I? It's in the spank bank. I'm playing. No, don't disrespect. What the fuck? God damn it.
Okay, Nicole.
Let me see. Shit.
Well, you just said you knew what she looked like.
No, okay. I got it. Oh, I got it. Right. Oh, we got it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a sister look just like her too.
With black dark hair. Had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like her. That was a long time ago. Oh man! All right, man, we gonna get up out of here, man. Thank my co-host Missy Tito. Back to the Bar Podcast. We gonna see y'all real, real, real soon. More heat for you. Peace.
Hey.